You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to today's breakfast show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And it is Monday. It is the 8th of January. And looking at a birthday for today, I've got this gentleman, Lowell Mason. He was born in the year 1792. A leading figure in American church music. He composed, the composer of over 1,600 hymn tunes, and many of which are often sung today. His most well-known tune, including his arrangement, is his Joy to the World. Remember that one? People ever sing along? Nah, don't think so.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Husband and love your wife, isn't this world enough? The gas that lets you live your life, isn't this world enough? All those living in splendor and in sunshine, isn't this world enough? Those who seek calm going under the knife, isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Those who seek calm from under the knife, isn't this world enough? Searching for answers in clouds and under rocks, isn't this world enough? You starch your collar and pull on Sunday socks, isn't this world enough? Seeking tips of the cat from your Superman, but isn't this world enough? You've just gone blind, you're a human stopped clock, isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? You've just gone blind, you're a human stop clock. Isn't this world enough? While you're aboard, there'll be no deposit back from a cosmic landlord. You don't need to hang your hat on belief in bumper stickers. There'll be no love lost, just pull on that ripcord. Isn't this world enough?
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with Admiral Fallow. They're coming out of Scotland, and aha there, and Stay on These Roads. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
Long time ago, once upon a time, we were old.
Rebecca Thornquist there, or Thornquist, and that was a good thing. What wasn't a good thing, of course, is that, well, we lost our electricity for a few seconds there. Well, it wasn't a few seconds, a bit longer. Anyway, we're back up and running. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. And let me see, what is the time? I tell you what, we're about 15 seconds, as well as 15 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning breakfast show, so time to do this. Exactly, if you're in the shower, on your way, where it is you're going today. And, oh, here's a good one for you. Remember this one. Turn the beat around. This is Vicky Sue Robinson. Yes, there she goes, Vicky Sue Robinson, turn the beat around. Time on the breakfast show? Well, it's time for you to get out of the shower. Now. There we go, on your way to where it is you're going on this Monday morning. Right, 90 minutes after 7, turn the beat around. Of course, the disco song is written by a guy called Gerald Jackson, together with Peter Jackson, performed there by the American actress and singer Vicky Sue Robinson. And that was 1976. Yes, February of 1976 when that was released. Oh, some great disco songs in those days. This is ABBA. Well, I haven't played for a long time. It's for the Nights. And there we go, yes, ABBA, and If It Wasn't For The Nights. Because we were playing, well, we played, as we started, Rebecca Thornquist. Remember that one? We played that not long before the shower song. And that was, well, when she was singing about that, there was quite a bit of reference in there to radio. Well, having worked with radio since, yes, a long time ago, probably around about Edison's time, how would you best describe radio, really?
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one gold, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One chance.
Queen and A Kind of Magic. That's what radio's all about, you know. Yes, magic. It's all the smoke and mirrors, you know. That's brought us, we're 29 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time to take a quick little break.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED. Cool FM. By the way, isn't it nice? School's out, isn't it? Apart from anything else, it's easier moving around, isn't it? This is Alice Cooper.
Your turn! filler from your tortured singer. You've been singing other songs, but I'll forgive you. They shoot horses, don't they, though? But I'm just not gonna quit. Dressed in McQueen and a Bee Gees dream, still right in the thick of it.
Shaking my head.
There we go. Yes, shaking it all about there, Robbie Williams. And Disco Symphony. And that's 25. I think that's the album it's off, actually, 25. We're 14 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock and looking at somebody else born on this day. And this is the 8th of January, if you just joined us. I'm sorry, it's a Monday. Although tomorrow, of course, is a day off. It's Martyr's Day tomorrow. We have got, I'll tell you what, Alfred Russel Wallace, born on this day. The year was 1823. And he was a British naturalist, an explorer, a geographer, anthropologist, and a biologist. And he's best known for independently proposing a theory of evolution due to natural selection that prompted Charles Darwin, of course, to publish his own theory. So there we go. That's it. There's an interesting one. Very important, too. And tell you what, talking about things of nature, looking out the studio windows, when I got up, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. Just had this orange glow along the horizon. Yes, it is summer. And I was talking with Christina and Neil yesterday, and we were talking about this sort of, we're getting this rain, aren't we? And we can't work out whether it's the end of the rainy season or if it's the beginning of the rainy season, whether we finished one or we're starting another. Because I always remember, this hasn't been so much for quite a few years now, but when I first came to Panama, and we would have beautiful mornings and afternoons, and in the middle, around about lunchtime, when everybody was going off to lunch, it would pour with rain. And that's what seems to be happening. And let's just hope we're getting a bit of rain where we need it most. Talking of which, let's do our own little piece, shall we? Our own sort of little rain dance here and see if we can get the rain going. This is Los Lobos. Wicked Rain. go. Is it raining yet? I mean, come on, we can't do much more, can we? As I mentioned, we started off with Los Lobos and Wicked Rain, following Agua del Canal from Afrodisiaco. That's what we need it, don't we? We do really need this rain. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, Cool FM. I guess, well, the sort of awards seasons are going around. They've given us some awards. I'll take a look at that and see exactly what they are, because it's getting round to, well, I guess Hollywood time, isn't it? Yes, Stars on 45 and hooray for Hollywood. And it was indeed, it was the Golden Globe Awards, and the historical drama Oppenheimer dominated the awards. And this was yesterday, Sunday, with, and by the way, the gothic comedy, Poor Things, upset the summer blockbuster Barbie as Hollywood threw its biggest party since labor disputes shut down much of show business last year. Oppenheimer, about the making of the atomic bomb, landed five honours, including the coveted Best Movie Drama Prize and Acting Award for stars Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. Christopher Nolan won his first Golden Globe Award for the Best Director for the film, which was distributed by Comcast's Universal Pictures. I'm so pleased that Chris has been acknowledged, because I just think that what he does is unlike anything anyone else is doing, Oppenheimer producer Emma Thomas said on stage. She said Nolan, who is her husband, by the way, brings the best out in people by being the very best himself. Yes, no nepotism there then. all things, starring Emma Stone, was as a deceased woman revived by scientists, won Best Movie Musical or Comedy. Awards watchers had widely expected that honors to go to Barbie, the female empowerment story inspired by the iconic doll that topped the 2023 box office charts and went into the night with leading 9 nominations. Stone was also named Best Actress in a Movie, Comedy or Musical. Barbie went home with just 2 awards for Billie Eilish's song, What Was I Made For, which I guess has got nothing to do with acting, and for a new category called Cinematic and Box Office Achievement, created for widely seen movies. So there, it doesn't have to be good, but as long as a lot of people watch it, you can get an award. I must admit, when Barbie came out, I know that I think it was Andreas was raving about it, and it was okay, but certainly I wouldn't have thought sort of award winning, but well, that's me. I go to the pictures and I fall asleep.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedersi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Wave. That's WAVED.
Loneliness, that's a killer. We'll be right back. lead to no good. Besides, all our sons and daughters already know how that feels. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love, love, love.
There we go. That's Adamski and Killer. Breakfast show time, exactly 20 minutes right now after hour of 8 o'clock. We'll take another piece of music, see if we can check in with Ingrid after that. Also, a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us at Brighton early this morning. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. Lovely to know you're out there. And also Paul over there in South London in the United Kingdom. He says, hi, Jerry. Yuck, it's snowing and it's cold. It's not here, you know. It's very sunny and it's very hot. In fact, if you listen to the news, we've got some warnings out today for infrared, or, ultraviolet, infrared, roasted, wouldn't you? Ultraviolet, so do be careful if you're out there, especially if you're with us here on vacation and you're going out and about. Do make sure you've got plenty of sunblock with you, all right? Very important. Want to keep you safe, and don't do what I did once. I went away for a weekend, and I live here, and it was quite cloudy. I thought, I don't need any sunblock. Well, for the rest of the weekend, I was hiding in my room looking like a lobster, and it was quite painful as well. Breakfast show, we play that funky music, don't we? Anyway, let's see if we can find Ingrid, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, here we are. Chelsea and I are out on the street taking a walk around, seeing if we can find some place to go do her business. However, I think this dog is a country dog. She hasn't done her business. I need to find, you know, I have to take her to a park because there's nothing. I'm on the street, I'm in the grassy areas, I'm all these places, and nothing. I can walk her for 20 minutes, 40 minutes, and nothing. So I got to figure out what to do with this dog, otherwise I'll have to take her to the park and let her have her moments there. It's very funny. It's like people who can't go to the bathroom except any place except their own toilet. And that's what this dog is. She's like, this isn't my toilet, so I can't go to the bathroom here. Oh, woo, woo, woo. Well, in the city for some work. Got to get a few things done. Hoping you all are going to have a great day off tomorrow. It's always nice to have some time off in the middle of the week. So I'll be driving back tonight. Hopefully we won't run into too much traffic. It was actually pretty easy coming in yesterday. I was a bit surprised. I thought, ooh, okay, weekend, people would be driving back. There was only a little bit of traffic in that area, Capira, where the construction is. Other than that, man, it was pretty seamless. Came in pretty quickly. So the cook is here getting some things in order, got some apartment issues to take care of. I had the plumber come, so got some apartment issues to take care of. And just things keep happening, so we're very blessed. All right, whoop. And now, oh, here comes my friends who work across the street. Hola, buenos dias. Feliz año nuevo. ¿Cómo estás? Excelente. All right, you guys take care, and back to you in the studio.
Thanks to Ingrid for that. And I can just imagine the neighbors over there saying, there's that loony gringa again. I know. She's got the dog. Be nice. Talking about the doggy not going. Here's Case in Sunshine Band. And please don't go.
The minute you walk out that door.
There's a song, it was written by Harry Wayne Casey together with Richard Finch and then the members of Casey and the Sunshine Band there. And it was released as the second single from the band's sixth album, which was Do You Wanna Go Party? And the album was released in 1979. Cover versions of that song, by the way, that reached the top songs chart as well, were recorded by Double U. And that was in 1992. KWS did it in 1992. As well, and Bass Hunter in 2008. There you go. Please Don't Go, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Two in a row.
Make a shake, baby, if you think lazy ocean hugs the shore. Hold me close, sway me more. When the rumba rhythm starts to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like the lazy ocean hugs the shore. Hold me close, sway me more.
Go two in a row. Starting off with Pete Rodriguez, and that was I like it like that. Carlos Don Shaft and Mambo Mucho Mambo, or otherwise known as we like to call it Sway. If you are keeping eye on the time, 22 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I was just looking at some tech information, just quickly having a rummage around the internet. Apple, it says here, has begun making payments in a long-running class action lawsuit over claims that it deliberately slowed down certain iPhones in the United States. Complainants will receive a cut of $500 million. That's around about in pounds, British pounds, about $394 million. This is a settlement which works out to around about $92 per claim. Apple agreed to settle a lawsuit in 2020, stating at the time that it denied any wrongdoing but was concerned with the cost of continuing litigation. A similar case underway in the UK is seeking £1.6 billion in compensation. The US case dates back to December 2017 when Apple confirmed a long-held suspicion among phone owners by admitting it had deliberately slowed down some iPhones as they got older. There we go. Such nice people, aren't they? Really. We're 20 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. Whitney Houston. All the man that I need.
I used to cry myself to sleep at night. Love had to hurt to turn out right, but now
There's a voice we really miss, isn't it? Whitney Houston there, All the Man That I Need. And time on the Breakfast Show, 17 before 9 o'clock. I think just following on from that story, just saying about Apple throttling back the iPhones, apparently they said that as the batteries aged, their performance decreased, and so the slowdown, they say, lengthened the lifespan of the phones. But the thing is with that, and I mean, it's not just the, you know, to be fair, it's not just the Apple. I mean, any phone you get now, you can't just change the battery, which is really quite a shame, unless you want to take it to somebody who can unseal the phone and make sure it's sealed up again properly. But we've sort of gone out of this sort of, it's a little bit like cars, isn't it? You know, in the old days, if a part didn't work, like the water pump or the oil pump or things like that, you used to take them off, you used to give them a good clean, put on new gaskets and seals and things like that, and put it back. It was all fine. Now you go to the workshop and they say, awfully sorry, sir, what's happened? I said, well, your water pump's packed up. Well, really? What can I do? Well, we've got to buy a new engine. It's not quite that bad. There we go. So, that's the reason they get. By the way, they did, as a result of the sort of outcry, it did, at the time of the settlement, it was said that they would change the batteries at a reduced price. And, of course, you've got to find the people that can do it. Anyway, moving on back to the music. Jonathan Nelson, I Believe.
Where my islanders? Can some of y'all run down here to the front real quick? I gotta know who's in the field. Where my islanders? I need y'all to run down here. Come out, let me see ya. Yeah.
Hold On, Bye Bye. That's called I Believe, the Island Medley from Jonathan Nelson there. Just coming to 10 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's program. Just staying with technology for a moment. Microsoft has announced the biggest change to its keyboards in 3 decades with the introduction of an artificial intelligence key, an AI key. The key will allow users to access Copilot, Microsoft's AI tool, on new Windows 11 PCs. Microsoft is a major investor in OpenAI, which powers Copilot's AI capabilities. It has integrated into AI and other products such as Microsoft 365 and Bing Search in 2023. Rival Apple has included a Siri button or option on its touch bar on MacBooks for a few years now. Copilot helps users with functions such as searching, writing emails, and creating images. That's it. And you don't need to have the keyboard because, like here on my laptop, if you go down to the bottom, there's a little button there which says, let me see, what's this little writing? There we are. Oh, it says the temperature. That's the wrong button. It's a Copilot preview, and so it'll help you there. Time to sit back, relax, take a deep breath. Luther Vandross. Title of the track? Well, it's Dance with My Father.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around to fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never how I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. One final dance with him. I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. She loved. I know you don't do it.
my Father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Lovely Frank Cadanza with my father, Luther Vandross. Almost exactly 5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Another birthday for today, by the way. The 8th of January, Frederick Abilene was born on this day. We're going to go back to the year 1843. He was a chief inspector for the London Metropolitan Police and was a prominent police figure in the investigation into the Jack the Ripper murders of 1888. Right, time to squeeze one more in as we make our way to the top of the hour. Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott. They got a question. Who built the pyramids?
While the light's fading, it still shines.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Right now, I mean right now, I don't mean tomorrow, I mean right now, come on, come on, come on, shake it up, baby.
Then I don't want, then I don't want.
First of those two came from the Animals, and that was Boom Boom Boom. It's taking us a little trip back to the 1960s, and followed on there Niels Lofgren and I Don't Want to Know. Time on this morning's program, it is to go over to the other side of the studio and say good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning, happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a happy Tuesday because tomorrow's a day off, isn't it? Yes, a day off. I'm getting quite used to this now, you know. But, and I'll tell you something else, as we were just sort of checking. Carnival is early this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, when, I think it's around about the 13th or something, about that, at that day. Let me just double check.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You have no idea.
Mm-hmm. But we have Isaac. He always
tells us when we can stay at home and not do anything. Yeah. But hey, wait a minute. Let me just go here to open up. There we go. And let's see. Carnival. Carnival. Panama 2024. This is 2024. Uh-huh. Let's see. 2024. I don't type very fast. It used to be my job. It's, Ultimate Guard to Carnival in Panama 2024. Carnival in Panama 2024 would begin on Saturday, February the 10th, and end on Tuesday, February the 13th.
Ah, okay.
A day before Valentine's Day.
Ah, okay, wow.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of celebrations then. Mm-hmm. And of course, Ash Wednesday is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So no drinking then.
Why not?
I don't know. Ash Wednesday, because it's, So yes, there we go. It is early this year.
Mm-hmm.
That means my birthday will be early this year then.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, it's the same date, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. 21st of March, by the way, if anybody's making notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not telling you how old I'll be. Some of you born in 1975 might be a clue, but I wasn't born in 1975, but there is a 75 in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how was your weekend? Without Ian?
It was quiet. I thought I would feel worse, but no.
Mm-hmm.
I was all right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're cheering, were you?
I mean, normal, I'm busy, you know, working and doing my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And helping my parents at home. So, it's like a regular life for me.
Yes.
Just that I have more time, because before I needed more time for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not now.
Anyway, how's he getting on? Because he's been in touch, obviously.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
You say he saw snow.
Yeah,
for the first
finally.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he was all excited, yeah.
Yeah, I think Paul over in the UK, they said, hi Jerry, it's cold and it's snowing.
Mm-hmm.
That was over in London, which mm-hmm. around London, which is unusual because that area doesn't always get much in the way of snow. But there we go, yes. And did he say what he thought of it? Did he like the snow?
Or? Yeah, he said he'll like it. And I saw my friend sent me a video.
Uh-huh.
And he was walking outside without shoes.
Right.
In the snow.
He obviously isn't used to snow.
Exactly. So it took him just like a few seconds and then came
That's
back.
It, yes.
He came back. He was like, oh.
Funnily enough, I saw one of these sort of short posts. You know, I love watching some of these posts about you know, animals and stupid things they do.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously this dog that hadn't seen snow before. And he thought this was great. And he ran out into the yard and stood there. And all of a sudden he realized it was cold. He was jumping up and down. Wonderful. Well, don't worry. He's going to be there for, what, 4 months?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll be sick to death of snow by the time he gets back. Where's the warm? Yeah. Where's the warm? Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Oh, it's going to be a good experience for him.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's playing volleyball. He's going to start the English class next week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Super.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. So I'll be able to talk to him in English.
Oh, yes.
Instead of Espanol or Spanglish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Oh, good, good. And what are you going to be doing today?
Today I have an event. Remember, we got an invitation for, this is a new, I guess it's a new product for LG.
Oh, yes, that's right, you mentioned.
Yeah. So I'm going to that today, this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And that's all.
We accept samples.
I don't know, because I have no idea what it is.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. We'll find out all that about that on Wednesday. Cause it won't be, of course, Wednesday as well, we've got Billy Cobham coming in, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. And also, we're going to be a bit jazzy this week, because we've got Jaime Diaz coming in on Thursday at 9:30. Billy Cobham's coming in on Wednesday at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a jazzy week this week.
Yes, very interesting.
Cool, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tell you what I'm going to do, because right now it's 25 minutes past 9, and you must remember this, because it was, you know, I can't believe it's 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
9 years since my mother passed away.
Oh, yes.
Hey,
wow.
Gone so quickly, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
She's sort of, she's up there saying, "It's all right, dear. Won't be long." But no, the thing is, see, it was because we were doing the breakfast show as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at 9:27 on today's date, the 8th of January, that she actually passed away. But of course, they didn't tell us, did they? They didn't let us know until after we finished the program, which is what my mother would have liked.
Yeah.
She would have said that. But so I always, as sort of honor of my mother, always play one particular song.
Mm-hmm.
Which I play on this day at 9:27 and on Mother's Day, which is Il Divo. And the song is just simply called Mama. And it just about sums up my feelings for my mother. I'm sure it does for a lot of you as well.
For who I am, thank you for all the things I'm not. Forgive me for the words unsaid, for the times I forgot.
Mama, remember all my life. You showed me love, you sacrificed. Think of those young and early days, how I've changed.
Mama, forgive the times you cried. Forgive me for not making you cry. All of the storms I may have caused.
And I'm sorry to call this time.
listen to you tell your story. Hold your fear and all your worries. Help you find the truth when they're all lies. Even when it's hopeless, she keeps trying. She's your mother, you love her. There won't be another place like her again you call home. She stands here to help you. There's nothing she won't do. As long as she's alive, you're not alone. You got each other. That's your mother. She fixes all the broken things. When you're in love, she's got a ring to give to you. She hopes you give away. She don't care who you give it to, where they're from, if they pray like you. As long as they are good to you, that's enough. First thing she taught you was love is love. She's your mother, you love her. There won't be another place like her again that you call home. She stands here to help you. There's nothing she won't do. Your mother. When you fail her, when you're afraid, crying in the careless mess you've made, she'll make you clean it up yourself and offer you a little help and dry your weary eyes when you let her. But she'll look at you. She's your mother, you love her. There won't be another place like her again that you call home. She stands here to help you. There's nothing she won't do. As long as she's alive, you're not alone. Secrets in your heart.
Two songs in a row devoted to mothers. Lil Devo, I think my favourite song to mothers, it's just simply called Mama. And this one, Sugarland, and that's just simply called Mother. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 27 and a half minutes exactly before the hour of 10 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Yes. There we go. Two nice songs for mummies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lovely.
And I'd say it was all rather strange, because I remember when my mother passed away and was out on the balcony, and it was all rather strange. You know, she was here for 92 years, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. she's not in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She's nowhere. Couldn't find her. I tried, couldn't find her.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a great life. She had a great life.
Exactly.
And according to my mother, this is mother's love for you. I never made a bad program.
Mm-hmm.
So she obviously didn't hear the earlier part of this program. She That's mother's love for you. And talking of, you know, people passing, we got three good ones today.
Oh,
we?
Yes.
People that were born on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to start with this one?
Okay, let's start with Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 1935.
Mm-hmm.
American singer, musician, and actor, the king of rock and roll. He had his first number one in 1956 with the US number one and UK number two single, Heartbreak Hotel. His first UK number one single was in 1957 with All Shook Up.
Uh-huh.
Presley went on to have over 100 US and UK top 40 singles from 1956 and 2006.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. All Shook Up. Uh-huh. I'm not going to play that one.
Oh, why?
I'm going to play the other one, Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay. Well, since my
lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
Be so, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they could die.
Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street.
They'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to heartbreak hotel.
Well, you will be, you're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
There we go. Yes, Heartbreak Hotel from Elvis Presley. There we go. That was his first hit.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, really, is it? Number two in the UK. Of course, All Shook Up was his first number one, which was a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, play later. Let's see how we go for time. Who's your next one, yes?
The next one is Shirley Bassey.
Ah, okay.
She was born in 1937, singer in January 1959. Bassey became the first Welsh person to gain a number one single and later had the 1970 UK number four single with a cover of the Beatles' George Harrison's song Something, as well as hits with the James Bond themes Goldfinger 1964, Diamonds Are Forever 1971, and Moonraker 1979.
I'm going to play one of the Bond ones this morning.
Okay.
Goldfinger.
Okay.
This heart of gold. This heart is cold.
there we go. Goldfinger from Shirley Bassey. Have you watched any of the original Bond movies yet?
No, I don't think so.
Young people. I mean, so you haven't seen any of Sean Connery's Bond movies?
No.
Lee lets out a sigh of despair. They're brilliant.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, because yes, so you won't know who I mean by Odd Job, will you?
By what?
Odd Job.
Mm-hmm.
That was his name.
Odd Job. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm. He was a big Japanese man who wore sort of black men, and he had a bowler hat.
Oh.
And he used to kill people by throwing his bowler hat and taking their head off.
Oh, that's fun.
It was fun, yes. We knew how to enjoy ourselves in those days, you know. And the thing is, the thing is with all the Bond men, I mean, for me personally, James, the original James Bond, Sean Connery was the best. He had that sort of little, everything. He was sort of big and strong and mm-hmm. by the way, they didn't want him to be James Bond originally, anyway.
I know. Hmm.
Yeah. But he was a brilliant James Bond. And the thing is, in those days, it was not serious. You know, it wasn't a serious movie. It was mm-hmm. all a bit tongue-in-cheek, the comedy and whatever. And the characters were larger than life. You had these big villains that, you know, lived in an island in the middle of the ocean, where they kept all their sort of bombs and things like this. It was all sort of, you know, good fun.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're sort of, they just got too serious, really. You know?
Do you think? Yeah,
yeah, I think they, yeah. And I guess my most unfavourite one is that I don't like Daniel Craig very much.
No?
Bond, no. I never have done for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's because he's so straight with it. There isn't this sort of double entendre type humour and things like that, which was the original ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole thing, when you look at the old Bond movies, it was all about these way out gadgets and all mm-hmm. these kind of things with Q, and you'd go in there and somebody would be firing this sort of ring in the background, blowing up a house or something stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, it was all tongue in cheek. It was. But you don't see so much of that in the new movies. The cars that Bond always drove an Aston Martin. Now what they did, they put him in a Jaguar, for heaven's sake, I think. So, you know, what's the world coming to? you know, what I'm just looking there, because Shirley Bassey, I think she did another Bond movie as well. She did mm-hmm. four in all.
Mm-hmm.
But Goldfinger, and I was just looking at the date. 1964 mm-hmm. when it came out. That wasn't the first one. The first one was Dr. No.
And
that
okay.
came out before that. But 1964.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you how old I was. 15. 15 when that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still going.
Yeah.
But, yeah, mm-hmm. it is indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have another special birthday. They've got some brilliant people today, haven't
they? Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so we're not going to miss this one out. Who's our last one?
Uh-huh. It's David Bowie. He was born in 1947. English singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer, painter, and actor. His first UK Top 40 single was in 1969, Space Oddity, which became a UK number one in 1975, plus over 50 other UK Top 40 hits, including 5 number ones.
Incredible, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
God bless, he's no longer with us either.
Mm-hmm.
David Bowie, has to be this one, doesn't it? Space Oddity.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. Thank you.
There we go. Space Oddity from David Bowie. And I was just chatting with Yasmin. We do that here in the studio, don't we? Yeah, we chat.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we do that. same because Elon Musk sent one of his Teslas, a convertible Tesla, into space with a spaceman or a dummy in a space suit in this Tesla. And unless I'm mistaken, it was that song that is playing on the sound system in the car. But the trouble is, if there's no atmosphere, if there's no air, you can't hear anything. Because, you know, everything we hear is because the molecules around us are vibrating. Well, there aren't any molecules up there. The only thing that I can think is going to happen, that there's going to be this couple sitting on this planet one day, and they'll look up and say, oh, look, it's our Uber. It's a bit late. And I don't like the music either. Oh, wonderful. Hey, we've had some good, I mean, amazing, all these people born on this day, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, look, I've got to do this because Renee and Rick over there. That was Elon Musk's car coming back. No, look, they sent us pictures of the snow.
Oh, yeah.
You see, look at the snow. Look.
Yeah, beautiful.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And yes, that's the type of snow that Ian needs.
I didn't see the shoes of the dogs.
No, we haven't seen them yet because they have said that they've got their shoes because they ordered shoes for their dogs from Amazon.
Ah, okay.
And they've got those already, so I don't know if
That's a great photo, too.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And look, there's a good picture there. Somebody in shadow. Nice. Oh, look.
Aww.
It's a bit small, isn't it?
That's cute, yeah.
You want a big snowman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. That's obviously Renee running after the dogs because they can't get their shoes off. it's actually a video.
Ah, okay.
I don't think I've got any sound on there. Let's see if we can put that in again.
I don't know.
No.
It's not sound.
It's a video.
It's a boomerang.
Oh, look, she's running backwards and forwards. She's drunk.
Or she's dancing.
No, I think she's drunk. we haven't seen the doggy's booties, have we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, there they are. Mm-hmm. They've got their winter clothes on. Mm-hmm. All rather nice. Uh-huh.
And
there's without snow. You see, now, the one advantage for this, for Renee, of course, is that she can't see the pine needles, so she won't be sweeping them up. but lovely pictures. Thank you for that,
Renee.
Because she does say, she says here, we've been hit with snow all weekend, loving it. And the dogs too. We got their snow boots ordered from Amazon.
Okay.
Ah, yes. Okay, and we've got some more writing coming in. We have a blizzard warning for tonight. Did Ian get snow in Maryland? Yes, he did. A little bit.
Yeah.
Then it turned to rain. And she goes on about Bond. Sean Connery is my favourite. Daniel Craig, thumbs down for that, so we agree on that as well. She says, no, I did not have to rake pine needles, but I did have to shovel snow. You see, she always keeps busy.
Yeah. That's good.
And if it's sunny, she has to run around into the shade so she doesn't get sunburned. But I want to see a picture of the booties for the doggies.
Me too.
We want to see the doggies in their snow booties.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get them skis as well?
I want to see a video of them.
We want to see a video of the dogs.
Yes, because in a photo we cannot see if they really liked it.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally they look bloody miserable when you put clothes and things like that on them. You know, and then say, "Well, no, it's not dressing up time again." Oh, damn! Look, it's snowing. We're not going to get those boots again, are we? Anyway, I love the stories we get from Renee and Rick.
Yeah,
they're really
thank
good
you very
fun,
much.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, another piece of music, which will take us, I guess, towards the end of the program. It's called Play On, and it's from the Raspberries.
Thank you.
there we go. Yes, there go the raspberries and play on. And that's it then. Well, you enjoy yourself today, yes?
Thank you very much, Andy.
And enjoy the
and tomorrow.
Give them my, yes, and tomorrow. And give them my apologies for not being able to make it. Right, well, yes, Wednesday. We'll be back with everybody on Wednesday. Oh, yes, holiday tomorrow. A day off in memory of the martyrs tomorrow. So have a good time, yes?
Thank you.
And when you speak, if you speak to Ian, what, tell him I said hello.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. And, but oh, by the way, the boots have only just been ordered. The doggies haven't got them yet. So we'll have to catch up. They should be there by Wednesday. So we'll catch up on that.
Okay,
it's so exciting, isn't it? Right, let's say our big thanks to Ingrid this morning for checking us in for our Everyday Story of Country Folk. Of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. And doing all our production and social media, etc., etc. So big thanks to Yaz, our co-producer, Neil Danby, over here. We ran out yesterday. I was just telling Yaz. We went to have a Chinese breakfast and then had a look around Pacific Centre, did a bit of shopping, and then went to Multi Plaza. Oh, so much to do. So, yeah, it's nice to have Neil in town. Also, our big thanks go to the boys and girls of Group of Rada, especially to Isaac. He's always there for us. Big thank you to you, Isaac. And the rest of the guys over there, and also, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. We won't be with you tomorrow. It is a free day tomorrow, but we will be back with you at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And in the 8 o'clock hour on Wednesday, we do have Billy Cobham. Yes, we're talking to Billy with about Billy. With Danilo Perez, end of last week, so he's coming in. It's going to be a jazzy week. We've got Jaime Diaz coming in and talking about his jazz outfit, and that's on Thursday. But right now, thank you so very much for being with us, and please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the day today, and of course tomorrow, please do it carefully, because what do we say here on The Breakfast Show on Wednesday at 7 o'clock? We want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.